USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Time is ticking for Congress to dodge a government shutdown this week. The House is set to vote on crucial funding bills today. Still some time left. But Speaker Kevin McCarthy might face a support shortage. A handful of staunch Republicans are holding up legislation, pushing for significant spending cuts first. President Biden stood in solidarity with UAW members on the picket line in Michigan, demonstrating his unwavering support. Holding a bullhorn, he addressed the striking workers, emphasizing their rightful claim to a substantial pay raise.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
This is the first time a sitting U.S. president has stood shoulder to shoulder with workers on a picket line. President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November 2021. The report highlights concerns with Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability, given his age of 80. Polls indicate that a majority of both Republican and Democrat voters believe Biden is too old for the office. 17 states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have partnered with the FTC in an antitrust case against Amazon. The suit contends that the e-commerce giant acts as a monopolistic force, impeding rivals and sellers from reducing prices, stifling innovation, and overcharging sellers. Essentially, it asserts that Amazon hampers fair competition. Two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell this pair of front row balcony tickets for over $250,000. These tickets, dated April 14, 1865, hold significant historical value. They correspond to Section D, seats 41 and 42, which place them directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30 years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing. Sure. Not going to happen. You can save a ton if you're really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A growing number of prominent Democrats are calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign. This is following his federal bribery charges last week. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, have all joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who've lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it. Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. President Joe Biden, not necessarily a hip-hop fan.
President Biden under fire for calling LL Cool J boy during a speech to the Congressional Black Caucus, with everyone from average Americans to a popular radio host scolding the president for the unacceptable comment about a black man.
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL J Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs.
Pollster Lee Hartley Carter believes Biden can hurt his chances of being reelected if he keeps offending black voters. I'm Corey Myers.
The Hollywood writer's strike is nearing its end, and your beloved shows just might return pretty soon. Late-night talk shows could be back on the air either the week of October 2nd or October 9th. Some producers are aiming to resume business as early as this week. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.